from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, news.
Good morning, my name is Adam Starrick. This is Radio Napier and here are today's headlines. Power cuts and extreme windy weather has battered the northeast in Scotland. President-elect Donald Trump has rubbished anonymous claims politically linking him to Russia. A 15-year-old teenager is due to arrive at York's magistrates today in connection to the death of Katie Ruff. And thanks, Obama, departing President Barack Obama bids farewell in final Chicago speech. But first, here is our main story. The fourth bridge has been closed from both sides early this morning after a lorry was toppled by ferocious winds. Even though no one was injured at the time of reporting, it is expected to be closed for longer than usual due to the weather conditions hampering recovery attempts. With that in mind, drivers are to be extra careful as the MET office has issued a yellow warning to most of Scotland, with strong winds, blizzard-like conditions and additional thunder and lightning expected to batter regions and last throughout the day. President-elect Donald Trump has rejected anonymous claims published today alleging political links to Russia. Multiple American news outlets broke news that the soon-to-be sworn-in president has been working with Russian intelligence to prevent a potential leak regarding personal and financial details. These anonymous claims have stemmed, in part, from a former British intelligence operative whose previous work has been considered to be credible in the past. These findings are currently being verified for authenticity by the FBI, but both sitting President Barack Obama and President-elect Donald Trump have been briefed in private meetings. A Kremlin spokesperson said the allegations were pulp fiction and a clear attempt to damage relations between the two countries. President-elect went to Twitter to brand the story as a political witch hunt, but according to politics professor Peter Matthews, if the allegations are true, they could be very damaging to his presidency. He says,
it would be a tremendous setback and damaging to the power of the presidency or someone like a president-elect Donald Trump, because you have to have a lot of faith and trust in the new president. The people need to have that, and also admiration and positive feelings. And this sets it back if it's true.
A teenage girl is due to arrive in court today in relation to the death of a 7-year-old. Katie Ruff has also been charged with possession of an offensive weapon by North Yorkshire Police shortly after the victim was found with severe injuries leading to a playing field on Monday. The victim succumbed to the injuries shortly after arriving at the local hospital. The girl has been described by the parents as their princess and has also been described as unique by family friend Susan Endersby. She said,
she was a very close friend to my daughter and truly unique, beautiful little girl.
And finally, a little more than 8 years ago, Barack Obama stood in front of his home city of Chicago as the new president of the United States. Last night, he returned to address the nation one last time in preparation for Donald Trump's incoming inauguration. During his speech, he thanked those that voted for him for two consecutive terms and also focused his thoughts on the state of democracy. He said that no matter the differences between the two parties, he wanted each to strive to better its citizens. Amidst news surrounding the president-elect, Obama emphasized the progress that has been created during his tenure. He said,
if I had told you that we would open up a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, take out the mastermind of 9/11. If I had told you all that, you might have said our sights were set a little too high.
Those are our bulletins. If you want to keep up to date, follow us on Twitter at EN4News and online at EN4News.com. Thanks for listening.
This is Radio Napier. Radio.